This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the Stinking Truth.
I'm doing great. Not as great as Brock Purdy's doing. Man,
right.
From Mr. Irrelevant to Mr. Getting Paid. A $265 million contract, $181 million of it guaranteed for a guy that was the last pick was Mr. Irrelevant. Hey, good for him. But this is a conversation we've had over the last couple of years. Knowing that this deal was looming, is Brock Purdy worth it?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because I think when you look at his story, if you will, coming out of what Iowa State, Mr. Irrelevant, the last guy drafted, you know, making $700,000-$800,000 a year, whatever it was, he'll make more per game than he made in his entire career at any point. Like, it's an amazing statistic. And we always tend to root for those guys, right? Those guys that kind of come out of nowhere. I'll tell you, inside an NFL locker room, the first round draft choices are highly scrutinized, right? I mean, come into an NFL locker room as a first rounder and not be worth a squirt of piss, and you will be 100% a pariah. You know, like, we don't have any time for you in a locker room. Come in as a late round draft choice, come in as a free agent and prove yourself. Man, you are one of the, you're the belle of the ball. You're one of the favorite children in that locker room. And I experienced that, right? I was a 10th rounder out of Idaho. Like, because I was able to make it, like, that was, there's a certain amount of respect that you get because of those situations. So there is no question inside that locker room, guys are happy for Brock Purdy. Guys are excited about Brock Purdy. And he's in a, you know, in that position because of where he was drafted and all those things. But no, make no bones about this. In my mind, he has earned it. But I totally understand people, you know, outside of that organization that would argue, well, Brock Purdy, I mean, you've got Kyle Shanahan, one of the best play callers in all of football. You've had this, you know, this star-studded roster with a Christian McCaffrey that they traded for. You've got Trent Williams at the left tackle position. You know, you've got Deebo Samuel, who they just got rid of. You got Ayuk, who they paid a bunch of money to. You've got George Kittle, who's the best tight end or one of the best tight ends in all of football. Like, you have been completely loaded, and you're loaded on the defensive side as well. And so people tend to not see the intricacies and the things that the nuance of Brock Purdy's game. And so they don't give him a lot of credit because they give credit everywhere else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What is his superpower, right? So when we think about the elite quarterbacks and you think about the traits they possess, what does Brock Purdy possess that makes him worth this kind of contract, right, joining this kind of elite franchise quarterback neighborhood, at least in terms of what they get paid?
Let's talk first about tangible things, okay? Well, if you're talking arm talent, does he have generational type, you know, Matthew Stafford type arm talent? And the answer to that is no, he doesn't. And that's not just me saying that. That's him saying that to me in a meeting. Hey, man, I don't have generational arm talent. I never have. So I have to be able to deliver the football with anticipation. I have to really know what I'm looking at. Does he have generational athleticism? No, he doesn't. But I think he's sneaky athletic. I think he's far more athletic than people give him credit for. Does he have generational size? No. He's a fairly average, 6'1"? You know, I mean, that's what he is. Where his superpowers lie are within his ability to process information. His ability to understand, like, formationally, what we're in, personnel-wise, what we're in, how the defense is facing us, and his ability to see it pre-snap, diagnose it pre-snap, confirm it post-snap, and make a decision and get through a progression. I have seen him, I've seen him on film go 1, 2, 3, 4 backside and do it under a second and a half or 2 seconds. Like where he just goes instantly eliminates number one on the front side because of leverage and because of, you know, sideline and leverage. All right, that's done. Let me get to 2. No, I've eliminated that because of, you know, the coverage that they're in. 3, no, I don't like it. 4. And I've watched him go through progressions like that fast where he is like, and he'll do this where based on pre-snap, will eliminate something right off the bat and get to the backside like instantly. As soon as he drops back, he's like, okay, back to the backside. Yep. And he's not even messing with the front side based on the look that he gets. So that tells me he's got elite level neck up processing ability. Okay. So that's the superpower 1. Superpower 2, man, foot energy and his ability to manipulate the pocket. He is so good in the pocket, and his feet time up so well to his throws. Like you watch him, the guy is incredible in the pocket. No wasted motion, not going to take a lot of sacks, is a guy that really will get the ball out on time. And so you look at Brock Purdy and you say, okay, maybe he doesn't have the elite level skill set. And let's face it, Mike, that's easier to pay that stuff, right?
Right.
It's easier to pay a guy when he's got a generational arm talent, when he's got generational athletic ability, when he's got generational size. Like, that's easy to make that decision. But when you don't have that stuff, like, honestly, when you don't have that stuff, it's remarkable. And, you know, I'll just take this kind of tangentially. I'll take this over to Chicago Bears. If Brock Purdy would have gotten drafted by the Chicago Bears, would we even know who he is? under Eberflus and under that offensive, right. Like the schematics of that offense. Like, I don't know about you, but when I hear all the information that came out late last week about Caleb Williams in Chicago, where he's like, I never sat down with the coaching staff and I was just in a dark room studying film by myself. You know, his dad came out in this article that's going to be published on ESPN about, well, listen, you know, we didn't want to go to Chicago, but we didn't want to blow the thing up. We didn't want to nuke the city, like, but we didn't want to go there. And, you know, we would rather go on to Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota and all this, that, and the other. And then, you know, Caleb Williams comes out and says, hey, man, like, nobody walked me through the process. You didn't, one, I thought it was a huge mistake when they drafted Caleb Williams and they didn't have a legitimate kind of NFL long-term quarterback as a backup. Right. There were guys that were available. Flacco was available. There were other guys available, right? Chase Daniel, you know, is a guy that's been around the league for a long time, played in Chicago for a while, but they decided to go with Bajent. Yeah, that'll work. Let's have two guys that don't know what they're doing in here, right? and then when you sit there and say, hey, man, this coaching staff isn't sitting down watching film. I just remember, like, my first start in the NFL. I mean, I walk in every morning, man, and, you know, you're sitting there watching with your O-line coach and all the veteran players in that room would watch it with you and walk you through it and tell you, hey, man, what are we studying here? What front is this? Hey, what's the potential blitz we're going to get out of this front, right? Hey, look at where that guy is lined up. That tells me, one, that guy's in coverage. Hey, that tells me that guy's a potential blitzer. Like, based upon how his feet, like, if you get an edge presence, right, and you've got to understand off that overhang player if he's impressed or off that edge if he's impressed. If his feet are level, square, like, that's a man coverage look. If his feet are turned, it means he's probably, like, there's a potential blitz, right? Where's his leverage? Is he inside? Is he outside? All those different things. And I've got the coach and I've got the players coming in there. And then after practice, each day, one of the veteran players would say, hey, we're going to go watch this. Let's go look at this. You know, let's go look at the blitz reel. Let's go look at the first down and 10 reel. Let's go look at the run reel. Like, I've got all these guys telling me. So you're telling me in Chicago, they just said, hey, rookie quarterback, good luck. We hope it works out for you. Go watch film by yourself. Yeah, I mean, you can't be with a coach all the time, but damn, like, it's pretty damning. It's pretty damning information. And so, you know, you get a Brock Purdy, like, they say, well, you know, he's got Kyle Shanahan, so he's got an advantage. Well, nobody's going to have success. Like, I'm surprised that Caleb Williams had success. 20 touchdowns versus 6 interceptions. I know he took 68 sacks, but I'm surprised as hell if that was a situation that he was in, that he had the success that he had last season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.